for a PXB. Yeah, I'm doing good. Like I said, I'm getting ready to be a lot better. I'm getting off of 85 right here at Highway 14, so I'm not in any traffic, so I'm good.
Headed the other way.
Well, it depends on where you're at. I probably passed by you.
On 85, right at 101. Then I just got to head northbound. I hit 26, and then I get out of this crazy mess.
Yeah, if you just recently did that, then I definitely passed by you because I'm going southbound. I'm getting off of the exit of Highway 14 right now.
Close, never know. I was definitely headed out of work, I'm sure.
How has your day been?
Bad. It got a little crazy towards the end, but haven't been too bad overall. Let me say 7-3 for a second. The wife's calling. I need to see where she's going. KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear for a little bit.
B4-CBA Mobile.
KO4-CBA, KO4-PXB.
Good afternoon, I assume you're on your way home from work.
SDD.
After that, oh me, well, I'm retired, so every day's the same, more or less. I put in my time, that's for sure.
Definitely congratulations on being retired. I knew you'd probably been retired a little while. Except I probably have, less than 9 years before I'm retired to then relax myself because I'll be 65 then.
I was fortunate enough to retire at 60, and anyway, tell you, God's been good to us. And then my wife was working. She's 2 years younger than me, and she got laid off. During the COVID thing with her job with Prisma. So, anyway, so she's retired too. But, we're not hurting. So, I'm glad of that.
It's definitely a good thing that a lot of people that stay in time frame don't. Make plans to have money to retire. That's why me and my wife have been paying off what we can. That way, when we do retire, then we get to relax and travel a little bit when we want to.
My sister lives up in Maggie Valley. I'll take off up there and see her and stay for 2-3 days sometimes. And my wife goes, and then her, and she's got two sisters, and they always have a beach week. It's just girls, so that's fine with me. So take off and have fun. Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, mobile listing.
It's KO4PXB. Yeah, either I went into a black hole or you did. So the whole signal just cut out and I couldn't hear anybody anymore until you just came back.
Crackle on your signal, but you're 100% copy. Sounds like you're riding beside somebody with marking spark plug wires or something.
That's the exact same way your signal is. It's crackling and popping pretty bad, so neither one of us are clear.
Good. Well, I tell you, this, the route that I take to the sports club, I go right down Edwards Road all the way until I get to Orchard Park. And, of course, Edwards becomes Haven Road, but it's the same piece of asphalt, it's just a different name. And, but this whole area, this whole drive, there's bad spots in it.
Yeah, I've heard you talk before where you, when you get to one part of the roadway, that it just cuts out and then it comes back.
CBA, and gosh, I've got the other gentleman's call, but welcome on board.
Both of y'all, I think it may end up being a repeater because there's a little scratchy on both ends.
Possibility. You're nice and clear into the repeater.
Might be wrong, Nick. Who knows? First club, Dave.
CBA, say again.
We're headed to play tennis.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Somebody wants to make a left turn. Oh no, they're making a U-turn. Well, that's even better. Oh boy. So I'm right here at the top of called Beacon Hill, Pelham Road, and whatever the name of this is, I think it's Haywood Road right here. You know, they're building something right here on the corner, and so people are going to be having to make left turns across Haywood Road here. It's going to be interesting, and it's just, and the entrance is right below where the traffic light is, so during rush hour, there ain't no way you're going to make a left turn here. This is not going to happen.
We'll stop and just block traffic while they wait to get try to get their turn in.
Problem being is some people will stop. Like one person will stop, and then the other lane won't stop, and then you can't see around them, and they're sitting there, go on, you know, and I'm like, I'm not going. Because if I turn left and I get hit, it's not your fault, it's mine.
Yeah, you definitely got that right. You see that all the time. And I'm like you, I've never really trusted that.
And I don't stop for people. I'm not trying to be rude. I think it's a hazard. It's you're just setting up somebody to have a wreck. And now I'm not going to block an intersection, but because that's illegal. But they can write you a ticket for that. But I'm not going to stop and there's one or two more lanes of traffic going, and I have no control over what they do.
I'm with you there. I think it's better just keep traffic flowing. Just like people that try to stop on an interstate to let somebody in on a entrance ramp. You're like, if you just keep going, they'll be able to get in wherever they can find a hole. But why stop and, just pretty much cause a wreck on an interstate? Just try to let somebody in to be courteous.
I was riding with my sister, and she has some interesting driving habits that I've never noticed before, but she does that. She'll be going down the interstate, and she will, somebody will come down the on-ramp, and she'll slam on brakes, and I said, that's a good way to get hit in the back.
I agree. I get it. People try to be hospitable to other people, but man, it ain't worth it on the interstate. It ain't worth it in a lot of areas when you're driving. You know, people just wait their turn and they'll finally get across at some point in time.
Yield sign, and if you don't know what that means, you need to look it up in the dictionary. Because, you know, everybody on the interstate has the right of way, and you just, like you say, you know, you just make your way in. I've really never had a problem. I mean, somebody will, even if it's just jam-packed, somebody will let you in. You just turn your signal on, and, you know, somebody will see that you're running out of own ramp and need to get over. So, but anyway, I've never had a problem, but I don't know. Maybe I'm too aggressive, but I've never run anybody off the road.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. Like I said, people just keep moving, it'd be all right, and then your hole will open up. You know, when you see people, whenever it's me trying to get on the interstate, somebody slams on the brake, that's when it's just like, man, just keep going, and I would have been fine. But, you know, everybody, they have good intentions. It don't always work out well.
You know the saying about the road, what is it? Well, I'm not going to say that, but anyway. There's a road that's paved with good intentions, and it doesn't lead to a very pleasant place.
Yeah, you got that right. I know that one all too well.
We got a little something or another going on here. I don't know if they got a domestic problem or a collision problem, but anyway, I got the police out here on Congaree. Yeah, they got a little in the parking lot there. Where Skins is. Looks like they had a bumperini there in the parking lot. I don't know if the police have jurisdiction or not. It's funny, some parking lots they do and some they don't. They'll actually have signs up, you know, that the police have jurisdiction and that kind of thing. And I never have understood that. But anyway, there's a lot I don't know about the law, so in that regard, anyway.
I agree with that. I'm the same way. You never really know, and parking lots get a little fuzzy, so there ain't no telling. All you can do is call the police and at least get a police report for your insurance if something like that comes up, but then you'll find out, but you never really know. Well, Dave, I am pulling into my neighborhood, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. You have fun playing tennis, and at least it's nice and cool, at least a little bit cool, so it shouldn't be too bad outside. So, anyway, hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio, KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
Not good, because I just shut the car off here at the sports club. Yeah, it's nice out here, I tell you. You couldn't ask for better. I played this morning at 9 o'clock, and it was about the same. So anyway, you have a good rest of the evening there. I'm glad you made it home in one piece, and talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA.
4DJC, KO4NUE. 4DJC, KO4NUE. KO4NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
4NUE, KF4NXY.
NXY, KO4NUE. Hey, Dave, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. We just got through with supper and kicking back here, watching the news, and I heard you out there, and I think I was talking to y'all the other day, and sounded like y'all were putting together a tower and all kind of interesting stuff.
Sure, it may have been somebody else, David. I'm a member of the Thermal Belt Club, and I've got to take one down. up in North Carolina. But as far as putting one up, I don't know nothing about that.
That's par for the course. I get confused really easy as to who's doing what with what projects. But anyway, so what are you out and about doing this afternoon?
COVID. That's it in a nutshell. I've been trying to get in touch with Jerry now for off and on 3 or 4 days. He's like a phantom. He pops up, and by the time I get the radio, he's gone. So I was just going to try my luck before I went and got back on the sick couch. But anyway, that's about all I'm up to, bud. Just weak as mud.
Difference in the antenna cost, but just for general QSOs during the day,
throw a 2-meter radio in the vehicle with a 2-meter antenna on it, and just throw your call out there. Somebody's always listening. They might be a little ill in the morning and hadn't had the coffee. Might not respond, you know, immediately. But give them a minute. They'll jump in there and, you know, so I guess what I'm trying to say is you might get a little busier than this one somewhere. If it is, I don't know where it is.
Well, the rest of the VHF band.
So, you talking about 220 megahertz? Is that where you're going?
What about the 30 meters and the 6 meter?
Let me look at my band chart here. I'm pretty sure 30 meters is going to be standby.
This is HF 6 meters at 50 megahertz. A3JCA.
So 10 megahertz and 50 megahertz.
Yeah, so 10 and 30 is HF. You got 2, 6, 23, 33, 70. Honestly, I don't use any of those. I don't know anything about them. Other than 70 centimeter and 2 meter. Occasionally, I will use 200 megahertz. But those repeaters are kind of limited around here, I think. But, you know. That's about all I can tell you about that, but...
Okay, thank you. Thank you, then.
For that, sir. Nice talking with you. I think that's the first time I've ever talked with you, but if you'll excuse me, I need to go get back on the sick couch. That's KO4NUE73, sir. I'm clear.
The 4 Whiskey Tango, Quebec, clear in 73, tell you.
4 NUE KO4 PXB. You don't have to come back. I'm just wishing and just hoping that you're feeling a lot better and wishing you'll get well soon.
NUE 8 Lloyd, how are you? Well, be honest with you, I feel like Delta Oscar Oscar space. Delta Oscar Oscar. It's awful. I'm getting there. Maybe tomorrow I'll feel a little better.
KO4 PXB, did you get this variant of COVID?
Sure, I've had all the vaccines and all the boosters you can have. But, that's still tough. I mean, it's just, I'm wiped out. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just, not nauseated, not a lot of congestion, just completely wiped out.
From what I've heard, people that have had the vaccines and stuff like that, when they do get it, it just gives them severe symptoms of like a cold, so that's more like what it is. And when me and my wife always make the joke about it, and unfortunately it's not funny, but we always, when we're cooking bacon, we call that the COVID test, because if you can smell bacon, then you pretty much don't have COVID.
Yeah. Well, I told Anna this morning, we got up this morning, she brought me a cup of coffee, and I couldn't drink it. I couldn't smell it. I just set it on the island there. I don't want it. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I end up losing my smell over this, I'm not going to be happy. Because the smell is, you know, I realize important that is till it's gone, you know.
It's definitely the most important scent, because in the sense that you have, that will be an early deterrent to something far before you can see something, even hear it.
Or NUE. Yeah. All right, Lloyd. Lord, excuse me, bud, but I am gonna have to duck on out. I was trying to get in touch with Jerry, but I'm gonna have to go sit down for a few minutes. I'll talk at you. Maybe I'll try to check in on that tonight. We'll see. But be safe, bud. Tell Tracy I said hello. KL4NUE73s. I'm clear.
Please continue to get better, and I'll talk with you when possible.
JCA and 4ZLK.
Wondering if you're going to give us a call today. KA3JCA.
Well, how are you? I'm trying to get back in the routine. And Chad, if you're listening, I hope you feel better. Hello, Lloyd. Anyway, hope you and Sally, I think that's right. Sorry, it's been a couple weeks. I hope you're doing well.
She actually came home from her mom's today, and she asked me if I heard from you, and I said, no, I've heard him on the radio a couple times, but I've been laying back relaxing. I was in the hospital emergency room Saturday, and so I've just been taking it easy.
Dad, I hope you're okay. Yeah, I know that sometimes you, it seemed like I worked out a schedule where you were on the air and where you weren't, and I was call you this morning when I knew you. A lot of times you are on the air, but anyway, I'm glad I got this. I'm glad I heard you today. I'm glad you're doing all right.
Earlier, and I was going to jump in here, and I was busy doing something that I forgot, and I just like, oh, I'll catch him a little bit later. So, yeah, I finally got my Anytone 878 back online here and reprogrammed, and I got my hotspot, so now I can keep that one on DMR. And then I use in the Anytone 578 for analog for the 610 repeater.
Monitor all the time then, it sounds like.
And actually, usually, I turned it on this morning at like 4:30 when I got up for breakfast. I had to make sure my daughter got up to go to work. So I just was laying there kind of listening on and off. A couple of guys talking. Didn't jump in or anything, but that was my previous schedule a couple years ago. I would get on like 5 o'clock in the morning and be on pretty much all day.
At 3 Tuesday morning, woke up and was wide awake, and I think it was 3. Went back there for a little bit, turned on the radio. Of course, there was nothing. I didn't get on 2 meters, but I worked a couple stations. I heard an Australian station. Or New Zealand, I was trying to work, but couldn't break through. I just got 100 watts, and there were some more powerful people that were getting over me, and I didn't sit there and try too long. But I was waiting for a couple hours, went back to bed for a few minutes yesterday morning before I had to get to go to work again.
You on your way home now?
Two more pickups. I'm headed almost, in fact, it's probably be my last one, almost at one location. I got to drop this empty trailer, pick up one that's about half full, and then drive over not too far and make a live load pickup, and then I'll be headed back to the building. I probably will be done close to 7, between 7 and 30.
Long hours, man. You can have them. I gave those up a long time ago.
So it's all I've ever known. I'm watching my kids and my son-in-law and the jobs they have. And they go in at 8:39 and they're off by 3 or 4. And I'm like, man, I did something wrong.
Let's be going away from the repeater because that time I caught maybe a half of what you said there. It was cut in and out. I don't know what power you're running.
I busted up. I was down in the hole there. Yeah, anyway, I just said I'm happy for my kids because they do well and they get paid well and they don't seem to work very long and they have a lot of benefits. And it just, I'm grateful for them, but boy, I sure did something wrong. Anyway, let me let you go. I got to make this pickup. KA3JCA, N4ZLK, say hello to somebody for me.
Okay, yeah, she just said to say hello to you, too, so. All right, N4, or is that okay? KA3JCA, clear.
RM, KO4, RIM.